From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In the fall of 2008, with the financial system on the verge of collapse, 17 large banks that were being propped up by taxpayers doled out $1.6 billion in bonuses. Today, the Obama administration's pay czar, Kenneth Feinberg, passed judgment. He said the payouts were ill-advised, but he also said he did not believe the payments were contrary to public interest, nor does he plan to ask the companies to pay the money back. NPR's John Itzty reports.
The 17 companies making the big bonus payments while on government life support include Citigroup, Goldman Sachs, and Bank of America. Feinberg described the payments in an interview with NPR following a briefing on his report at the Treasury.
Some of these payments, many of them, were over $10 million per individual, which were, in our view, ill-advised.
Not only ill-advised, but undeserved. In many cases, Feinberg says, the bonuses were given based on no criteria.
Or criteria such as, well, we guaranteed it regardless of performance. This official's leaving the company, and we want to give him or her a very lucrative severance package.
Now, remember, these are big banks that had taken billions of dollars in government support and were paying out bonuses in the depths of the financial crisis. So why isn't Feinberg demanding a refund for taxpayers?
First, Congress didn't give me the power to do anything more than ask. I have no enforcement authority. Secondly, 11 of these 17 companies had already, at the time of my inquiry, had already reimbursed the taxpayer.
And, says Feinberg, the companies had done nothing illegal. That's because these bonuses were handed out during the window between congressional approval of the $700 billion TARP fund late in 2008 and the restrictions on compensation Congress passed early in 2009. Feinberg also decided against asking for a refund from the six firms that have not paid back the TARP. In the case of Citigroup, Feinberg defends that decision by pointing out that the giant bank has paid back some of its TARP loans. In addition, it's largely overhauled its pay practices to meet government guidelines.
So I thought that they had already complied with our requests.
Nicole Tishon, an expert on compensation issues with the U.S. Public Interest Research Group, says these bonuses for bankers are clearly contrary to the public interest. She says it's a shame Feinberg wasn't able to act more forcefully.
His hands are somewhat tied in terms of statutorily what he could do, but I don't think it's going to sit well with your average families and average taxpayers that while these individuals were bringing down the economy, they were paying themselves these lavish bonuses.
This report is Feinberg's last as the so-called pay czar. He says he doesn't know whether he's had a lasting impact. Feinberg says he's more confident that the broad range of initiatives on pay from the Federal Reserve, the Securities and Exchange Commission, and the financial overhaul legislation could make a difference.
I'd like to think that if you look at the entire menu, we've had an appreciable impact on pay going forward.
Feinberg now takes on his next endeavor, presiding over payouts from the $20 billion BP fund to compensate victims of the massive Gulf oil spill. John Itzty, NPR News, Washington.